This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. We talk about things that are going to shape our destiny, change the way we view the world, and science that you can use. And so, once again, if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you pick up the phone or go to internet and give us a call. Our hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the internet site that you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question, make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to be at the cutting edge of science. And also, why don't you find out what I'm up to? Go to my website, mkaku.org. That's mkaku.org. And you can find out all the activities that I'm engaged with. For example, on Twitter, we average about 1 million people a week on Twitter. On Facebook, we have 3 million people on Facebook. And why don't you get one of my New York Times bestsellers? I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Physics of the Impossible, talking about the possibility of time travel. What does physics say about teleportation, starships? Also, The Future of the Mind. Did you know that we physicists, using MRI scans, can now see thoughts develop right inside the living brain? Telepathy, once considered impossible, we do it. Telekinesis, moving objects with the mind, we can do that too. And can you believe this? We can actually photograph a dream. We can actually take thoughts and pull them right out of the living brain. This is not science fiction. This is not fantasy. This is hardcore physics. Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind. And so once again, the website is mkaku.org. Why not be at the cutting edge of science? Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on and let's take our first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Scott from Longsburg, West Virginia, and my question is the parallel universe theory a legitimate theory, which one they had also on Star Trek, which determined that there was a parallel universe that was the opposite of ours? And I was just wondering if that was a mathematically correct assumption. Thank you.
Well, yes, parallel universes are mathematically correct. However, of course, that doesn't mean they're physically correct. Now, there's several types of parallel universes. One is the quantum parallel universe, which has been amply demonstrated in the laboratory. For example, if I take an electron and shoot it through two holes, in some sense, the electron seems to go through both holes. Now, that violates common sense. Electrons have to be in one universe, not the other universe. But in the quantum world, the universe seems to split apart into two universes. This is called the many worlds theory, and that explains why the electron can be two places at the same time. Now, you may say to yourself, well, that's nuts. That's crazy. Einstein thought so. But you see, that's the basis of the transistor. That's why we have laser beams. That's why we have all the quantum wizardry inside your living room. iPods, the internet, iPads, tablets, all that from quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics is based on the idea that electrons can be in multiple states at the same time. So that's one kind of parallel universe. There's another kind of parallel universe that you sometimes see in Star Trek. And that is, you undergo a transmission through a wormhole or some kind of cosmic disturbance and wind up on another sheet, another world, parallel to our sheet or our world. Is this possible? Well, mathematically, yes, but practically, we're not sure. First of all, if I take a black hole and I look into the inside of the black hole, usually you think there's a dot, a singularity there. But the mathematics says no. Black holes are spinning very rapidly, and they collapse not to a dot, but to a ring, a circulating ring. It rotates so rapidly that it doesn't collapse because of centrifugal force. If you fall through the ring, you wind up on a parallel universe, just like Alice in Alice's Wonderland. The looking glass is the parallel universe. The rim of the looking glass is the black hole. Now, this is a legitimate solution of Einstein's equations. And believe it or not, we physicists still debate, even today, whether or not you can realize it in reality. What's the problem? The problem is stability. Now, if you watch Star Trek carefully, they say often that they bump into a wormhole someplace, an anomaly of some sort, but it's unstable. That is, it collapses on itself. Well, that's the problem. Wormholes are a solution of Einstein's equations. They're also a solution of the quantum theory. But the quantum theory says they may be unstable. And that's where the big question mark is. At the present time, we really don't know whether or not wormholes can be stable or not. So to answer your question, mathematically, yes. Study wormholes. Physically, do they exist? We're not sure. We have a theory of them. Stephen Hawking, before he died, even dictated a book where he talks about the fact that, yes, he does believe that there could be wormholes out there physically, not just mathematically. But how do we prove it? Well, you have to find a black hole, see whether or not the black hole can be a gateway to a parallel universe, and, of course, we're not there yet. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is David Witt in Wolfsburg, West Virginia. My question is, at the time of the Big Bang, at what point in time and how dense was that small particle that apparently exploded to create the whole universe? And how much density would it have to have approximated to have enough volume to create everything that exists today?
Well, the short answer to your question is we don't really know. However, we realize that gravity can overcome the nuclear force, especially at the instant of the Big Bang. Now, the nuclear force is what holds the protons and the atoms together. But if the gravitational force is strong enough, it'll overcome the nuclear force and squeeze protons, and there's nothing left. There's no force left to withstand the force of gravity. That's why I say it collapses all the way down to a dot. Now, where did the dot come from, and how big would the dot be? The dot would be on the order of what is called the Planck length, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. That's an awfully small distance. But that would be the approximate size of the singularity. Now, what happened before the singularity? Well, we don't really know, but string theory is what I do for a living. And string theory is a finite theory. It's a theory that goes beyond Einstein, and it even talks about the universe before the instant of creation. Think of a bubble bath of bubbles. Each bubble is a universe. Each bubble expands, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. We live on the skin of the bubble. But if there are other bubbles out there, perhaps these bubbles collide. And perhaps that is what the Big Bang is. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Well, once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and then give us your city, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to make. And just remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Years ago, for example, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid children's question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a dumb question. Well, it took him 10 years until he was 26 years old to finally find the answer. Well, that boy's name was Albert Einstein. And when he figured that out, he figured out the secret of the stars, the secrets of the universe. He found out that matter and energy can turn into each other, that the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. That changed everything. All of a sudden, we had nuclear weapons. We had nuclear power. All of a sudden, we understood why the sun shined at night. All of a sudden, all the great mysteries of stars seemed to be easy to understand once you understood why a 16-year-old boy would ask a question, can you outrace a light beam?
So just remember, no question is too dumb to put on national radio when it comes to science. Chances are, if you have that question, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same, quote, dumb, unquote, question. So ask away. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Victor. My question is, what is the fractal dimension of the human body? And by the principle of self-similarity, is there any equating the fractal dimension of the universe to the fractal dimension of the human body, i.e., what is the fractal dimension of the universe? Thank you, and have a great night.
Okay, well, first of all, let's try to define some terms. First of all, we have something called chaos theory. And in chaos theory, we try to create rules that a large collection of, let's say, atoms obey, because Newton's laws of motion are simply inadequate to understand things like the weather. Think of the weather. In principle, if you knew the velocity and location of all the atoms inside the weather, you could predict the weather. But in reality, you can't do that at all. There's simply too many atoms. No computer can model it. So we have to use something called chaos theory in order to understand that. And chaos theory, in turn, deals with fractals. Fractals that are not continuous. Fractals that look like a shattered piece of glass, for example. And you can assign dimensions to them, dimensions less than one, for example. Now, of course, we live in a three-dimensional world. So the dimension of a fractal is not the dimension of space-time. When people hear about the dimensions of fractals, they say, oh my God, a fractional dimension? How can we live in 1.5 dimensions? Well, unfortunately, the same word dimension is used for two rather different concepts. The dimension that we usually talk about is the dimension of space. We have three dimensions of space, one dimension of time. Four dimensions, says Einstein, and you can describe the entire universe. Every object in the universe can be described by four numbers: length, width, height, and time. Like, I live in New York. If I want to meet somebody, I say, meet me on 42nd Street at 5th Avenue on the 20th floor at noontime. Four numbers represent the dimension of the point that I want to go in. But in fractals, there's another mathematical way to introduce the concept of dimension, but it is different from the dimensionality of space and time, which, as I said before, is three dimensions for space and one dimension for time. So we have to keep these two concepts of dimensions separate. And again, fractals is one way that we can explore the chaotic world that we see around us. There are laws, laws of chaos. Now, at first, that sounds kind of strange, right? Chaos is chaos. It's random. But no. If, for example, you have a mob of people, mobs obey mob rule. And the same thing with large collections of atoms. They obey certain laws, even though their motion could be chaotic. Now, of course, there's more to it than that. Unfortunately, in this radio show, there's no time to get into it. But simply Google chaos theory and fractal, and you'll see the different kinds of geometric patterns, the kinds of ideas, the kinds of concepts that are introduced with chaos theory that are quite different from what we're accustomed to when we think of Newton's laws of motion. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
I'm calling from Daytona Beach, Florida, and I was wondering why the sun does not pull the moon into its orbit, especially during an eclipse, or have an effect on it at all, even slow it down. Thank you.
Okay, well, an eclipse is not an astronomical phenomenon involving the collision or the gross motion of planets and stars and whatever. It's simply a shadow. So, for example, if I have a lunar eclipse, that means that the moon goes behind the Earth into the Earth's shadow.
That's a lunar eclipse. And they happen rather frequently. You know, once a month somewhere on the planet Earth, you'll get a lunar eclipse. A solar eclipse is much rarer, but it also happens someplace on the planet Earth. And a solar eclipse takes place when the moon goes between the sun and the Earth. Now, does this mean that the sun and the Earth somehow interact with each other, that is, abnormal or different from normal? No. It's just the shadow. So the solar eclipse is when the moon casts a shadow on the planet Earth, but it has nothing to do with the gravitational force of the Earth and the moon, other than the fact that we go into the shadow of the moon. Okay? And that's why eclipses are actually rather common. They happen someplace on the planet Earth almost all the time, but at any given spot. A solar eclipse is quite rare, but a lunar eclipse happens on the order of several times in a year, for example. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. I am listening to you on the internet. My name is Will, and I am from Philadelphia, and I have a weird question. If we were able to keep a black hole open about the size of a pinhead, and we put our hand right next to it, what would happen to our hand, and would we be able to remove our hand? All right, thank you.
Okay, first of all, it's not going to be a pleasant thing getting too close to a black hole. A black hole, for example, as you get close to it, the gravitational force gets so severe that your body begins to become like a spaghetti. The gravitational force pulling on your feet is greater than the gravitational force on your head. So you literally get squeezed as you get closer to a black hole. This is called spaghettification. And as you get closer to the event horizon of the black hole, the spaghettification is so severe that your atoms begin to spaghettify, and so your atoms are beginning to get ripped apart. Now, it's even worse than this. Because light cannot escape a black hole, light rotates around the black hole, even ancient light from billions of years ago. So as you go closer to a black hole, you begin to see ancient light. Light that dates all the way back to the formation of the black hole itself. Light that's been circulating around and around and around that black hole. And it gets even worse than that. Time begins to slow down. And at least mathematically, as you approach the event horizon, time stops. Now, of course, time doesn't really stop. If you are on the black hole, you get sucked in within a few microseconds. But from the outside, it looks like you are frozen in time. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after North Carolina officials ordered a do-over, Democrat Dan McCready tells supporters in Charlotte Friday the decision was a surprise.
What can I say? It looks like we're getting a new election.
McCready trailed Republican Mark Harris by a slim margin in the November general election. The North Carolina Board of Elections ordered the new election after election fraud was discovered in Bladen County. The president of Ukraine Friday strongly endorsed President Donald Trump's leadership and the way he handles Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Fox News, America's newsroom, President Petro Poroshenko said the U.S. administration clearly understands the possible danger of Putin. Putin has said Russia is militarily ready for a Cuban missile-style crisis if the U.S. wants one and has threatened to place hypersonic nuclear missiles on ships or submarines near U.S. territorial waters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right, you're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. 8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello. My name is Eric. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm listening to 7:50 a.m. So my question is, if you are in a spaceship traveling at the speed of light and you looked into a mirror, would you see your reflection? Thank you.
Well, that is actually a rather profound thought experiment that was carried out by a 26-year-old man in Switzerland in 1905. It was the spring of that year. He had just gotten the job as a clerk, and he imagined being in a streetcar traveling near the speed of light, and he had a mirror. And the question is, what would he look like in the mirror? Well, he came up with something astounding. First of all, he said that inside the trolley car, or the rocket, everything is normal. Everything looks the same. The laws of physics are identical, even as the rocket approaches the speed of light. Now, if I have a flashlight inside the rocket, illuminating that mirror, for example, and I measure its velocity, he said it should be ordinary, the speed of light. But how can that be? Somebody from the outside, a bystander looking at that same light beam, would say, no. That light beam cannot travel at the speed of light because it's inside a rocket ship. And the rocket ship is traveling near the speed of light. How can that be? Here's another analogy. Let's say you're in a jet plane with a machine gun. And the machine gun shoots bullets, but the plane travels very fast. And so the question is, would you shoot yourself if you were to fire bullets? No, you would not shoot yourself, even though the velocity of the jet is comparable to the velocity of the bullets. You would not shoot yourself because the bullets get a boost by being fired from a jet. That's common sense. But here comes Einstein, who says no, that the speed of light is the same no matter who measured it, no matter what reference frame, and that boggles the mind. Because you say to yourself, no. Light should get a boost by being in a rocket ship or a trolley car. The speed of light should change with the object that you are looking at. Well, believe it or not, this experiment has been done over and over again. In fact, we do it on your cell phone. Did you know that when your cell phone communicates with the GPS satellites orbiting overhead, we have to take into account this effect? Without Einstein's theory of relativity, your cell phone would completely collapse. And so I said to myself, well, there are some people who don't believe in Einstein's theory because it's so bizarre. But think about it. If Einstein's theory were incorrect, the GPS system would totally fail. In fact, your cell phone wouldn't even work without Einstein's theory. So in other words, get used to it. The bizarre distortions of relativity are quite astonishing, but we measure them every day with our satellites and our cell phones. So, welcome to the 21st century. Einstein was right, after all. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Michio Kaku. And in fact, on Twitter, we have about 1 million people that pick up my feeds every week on Twitter. About 3 million fans on Facebook. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and read the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I have written, including, for example, Physics of the Future, where I talk about the future of jobs, the future of medicine, the future of space travel, all of it in my books. You can find out about them by going to my website, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's go on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Kenneth Ang, listening on GCN from West Hollywood. I'd like to ask why it is that people you meet in your dreams appear to be conscious or self-aware. For example, when you dream about walking down the street, a stranger might approach you and say something unexpected. But if it's happening in your head, how can you not already know what he's going to say or do? Does this mean that creatures in our dreams are actually alive or self-aware? Because when you approach somebody in a dream, they say something to you that you can't always predict. Or is there a faculty in our brains that can mimic conscious actions on the part of the people we meet when we dream?
Well, actually, physics says some things about dreams. Using brain scans, when people dream, we can see several things happening. First of all, blood flow to the prefrontal cortex begins to shut down, and the orbital frontal cortex, which is right behind your eyeballs, also begin to shut down. Now, why is that important? Because the prefrontal cortex is conscious thought. So conscious thought starts to diminish, and your orbital frontal cortex is your fact checker. It tells you that, no, something's wrong, something's not right. That is turned off as well. That's why dreams are bizarre. That's why they violate the laws of physics. That's why you can fantasize about all sorts of weird, weird things, because your orbital frontal cortex right behind your eyeballs is turned off. However, why do we have nightmares? We have nightmares because the amygdala gets turned on and it flares up. The amygdala controls emotions, specifically fearful emotions, and that's why nightmares are more common than they should be. And so we begin to realize that there is a method to the madness, that dreams take place in a very specific way, that the blood flow to the centers of reason, rationality, are turned off, but blood flow to the emotions just keep on raging. And you then ask a question, how do they talk to you? People in your dreams can talk to you. Well, we sort of know that too, because your memory centers are activated. So you begin to remember things about people and reproduce fragments of them in the dream. That's why you can talk to people when you dream. These people that you talk to are not conscious beings. No, they are part of your own brain. Your own brain is accessing memories of other conscious people and then making them say, but did you know that you can actually control the direction of your dream? This was once considered impossible, but hey, we can now show that it's correct. This is called lucid dreaming. People who dream, but they know they are dreaming. They are awake when they dream. In Leipzig, Germany, at the Max Planck Institute there, they put a lucid dreamer in an MRI scan. And they found that his amygdala flared up, meaning, of course, that he was dreaming. But his prefrontal cortex was also turned on at the same time. He was, in fact, conscious while he was dreaming. Now, when you dream, you are paralyzed. Otherwise, you sleepwalk and do all sorts of bizarre things. So how do you communicate? How do you communicate with somebody who is conscious while dreaming? Well, the scientists there figured it out. By squeezing his left hand or right hand, he could actually move his left hand or right hand, even though in general he was paralyzed. And by squeezing his left hand or right hand, they could communicate with him. They could actually send messages to him as he was sleeping. Now, if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Why not give us a call? Why not be part of the March of Science? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the internet site, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations across the country and the internet that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, well, moving right along, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello, Dr. Kaku. The shape of the universe, if we could step outside the universe, would it be a torus, like a donut, a sphere, or a cube? I kind of like the cube idea just because it's so eccentric, I guess. Thank you. Bye.
Well, the short answer is we don't know. In fact, there's a debate even as we speak among physicists and astronomers as to what is the overall shape of the universe. First of all, the theory that best fits the Big Bang is called inflation. Inflation is a modification of the original Big Bang theory of Einstein. It simply says that we are a bubble of some sort. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble is expanding very rapidly, much faster than we previously thought. But is it really a bubble? We're not sure. The thinkers that work on this think that either the universe is perhaps just infinite, with no limits at all, or perhaps is a bubble that is so big that we can't even see the curvature of the bubble. We've tried to measure the curvature of space, and it turns out that space turns out to be flat. So the universe is either flat, infinite, or so big that it appears to be infinite, but is actually curved in hyperspace. So we're not really sure. However, I work in string theory. In string theory, we believe that the multiverse is like a bubble bath of universes, with each bubble floating in a lower dimension, floating in a much higher arena called hyperspace, or 11-dimensional hyperspace. But unfortunately, the answer to your question is we're not really sure. Now, you mentioned the possibility that maybe our universe is a donut. Well, that's probably not true, but you can't rule it out. If the universe was a donut, it would be rather incredible, because it means that if you looked in front of you, and the donut were quite small, you would see the back of your head. Because light could travel around the donut, and you could see the back of your head. In fact, you see an infinite number of copies of you in front of you. And if you look to your left, and you look to your right, you see someone's hands outstretched, because your hands are also outstretched. So in principle, you could grab some of the hands of the people to the left and to the right, because it means that your hands have got wrapped completely around the universe and have touched themselves. Now, then the question is, what happens if you get a gun in a donut universe and you fire the gun at the person in front of you? I don't recommend you do that, because it means that the bullet has actually gone completely around the universe and shot you in the back. And then you would see an infinite number of copies of yourself slowly falling to the ground. Well, anyway, that's science fiction. But the science fact is, we're not really sure about the far distance structure of the universe. Either it is flat and infinite, or perhaps it is a bubble of some sort that is expanding in hyperspace. We really don't know. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Cox. And so my question is, can Mars be terraformed like in the Star Trek movie? One of the Star Trek movies showed a planet being terraformed, turned into an Earth by tapping the polar ice caps to get water, and then somehow getting nitrogen and potassium and all the elements required to grow things, and actually turning the planet Mars into a, like a miniature Earth. And how long would this take? Would it take years, centuries, millenniums? So thank you, Dr. Kaku, for your brains.
Okay, well, yes, we physicists have actually looked seriously at plans to terraform Mars, that is, turn it into a Garden of Eden. One thing you want to do is launch satellites, solar satellites around Mars that'll beam sunlight. Sunlight down to the polar ice caps, melting the polar ice caps so that liquid water flows freely on the surface of Mars after 3.5 billion years. All we have to do is raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees. If you could raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees with solar satellites, methane, and other other kinds of intrusions, then you have a runaway greenhouse effect. It takes off all by itself. And therefore, once you get 6 degrees off the ground, it'll just rise all by itself, terraforming Mars by itself. Now, of course, this will take centuries, because first of all, we're not going to even be on Mars with humans until 2030 or so. It'll take perhaps a few decades after that to create a permanent settlement. Once we have a permanent settlement, then we can assess the odds of being able to terraform the entire planet by, as I said, focusing sunlight on the polar ice caps. Mars has plenty of water. The problem is, it's frozen solid, and you would need an extra energy source to get it warm again. Now, other people have suggested other means, like nuclear weapons. Elon Musk suggested that, but I personally think that is not a good idea to explode nuclear weapons on Mars. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station, the city you're calling from, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call and go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or my Twitter site at Michio Kaku. Good day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.